The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. We hear much today about not offending people. We're told we shouldn't have a Christmas display because it might offend someone. We're told we're not to mention Jesus' name in public prayers because it might offend someone. We're told we can't teach Jesus and the Bible to public school children because it might offend someone, whoever someone is. In fact, not offending someone is being lifted up to this generation as an idol at whose feet we worship on this politically correct altar. We throw around the term offend so much, you'd think someone would define it. Wouldn't that be a novel idea? Noah Webster, in his original American dictionary, defined the word offend as, quote, to transgress the moral or divine law, to sin, to commit a crime. Thus, the standard for what offends is the Bible. If an act or a word disagrees with the Bible, then it is offensive. But if an act or a word agrees with the Bible, it cannot, by definition, be offensive. Someone can take offense at the word from the Bible, but if they do take the accusation of Satan against what the Bible says, they are the one who is lined up on the wrong side. In other words, if an act or a word from the Scripture displeases someone, they are in disagreement with the Bible and they need to repent. They need to change their ways to line up with the Bible. So the whole concept of a society which smothers the public proclamation of the Bible comes from Satan and is disorder before God. Thus, the very use of the word offense to describe someone who doesn't want to hear the Bible is a gross misuse of the word. The right word to describe that person is the word sinner, which means someone who has missed the mark, which God set for them when He gave them breath. America's founders knew that only if one stood with Jesus Christ could they help to build a nation of liberty. This is why the Pilgrims told all the men on the Mayflower they either had to sign the Mayflower Compact, which was their constitution and which had stated their purposes being the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith, or those men had to go back where they came from. God tells those of us who've surrendered these lives to Christ and thus have been born again that we are to forgive offenses against us. Jesus said, "If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him." Living in forgiveness toward those who wrong us is not only helping the offender to come to Christ as his Lord, it keeps us from resentment, which has all kinds of repercussions for our soul and our body. We're not to take offense, no matter what anyone does to us. This is what Jesus said to believers. What He said to unbelievers is even more serious. He said those who offend God, which the Bible describes as being lost or separated from God, will be cast into hell at the end of time. Jesus stated, quote, "The Son of Man shall send forth His angels, and they shall gather out of His kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth." To sum it all up, when we talk about offending someone, the real issue is, who am I offending, God or man? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.